So you missed that cool thing everyone's talking about.
Find out more with this OFM podcast.
Get Feesbevange with OFM at the Vrystaat Arts Festival.
Sweet kisses of lovers, remember me. Royals and riders, appreciate me. Bari, Ketabure, they call me the white horse. Helese, ex, the big bear.
The mystery surrounding one of Bloemfontein's well-known landmarks, the horse laid out with white stones on Naval Hill, has inspired Australian artist Jess Oliveri to create a platform for the multiple narratives that surround the origin of this landmark, culminating in a grand parade of poetry, song, dance, drumming and art involving the community of Bloemfontein.
2 years ago, I met Audrey, who is the then festival director, and she invited me to come and do a project in Bloemfontein. And so I researched about Bloemfontein, and I thought that what was really interesting was this white horse and its history being so unknown or contested, and that I could then create a project that was about kind of investigating what that history was, but allowing it to remain open.
Like the Uffington White Horse in Britain, some believe Bloemfontein's white horse was a landmark for the British cavalry, whereas others say that the white horse was created in the image of the horse Tabure, destroyer of the enemies, which belonged to Chief Leretodi, a grandson of King Mosweshwe, the founder of the Basutu Nation. With the help of local artists, Oliveri hosted a series of workshops to bring the different narratives to life.
The groups were local artists, as well as high school kids, as well as little kids. They would tell their story, and then we would open it up to a creative understanding. And then today we've come together and we're wearing the costumes that the Naval Sig kids made, as well as some of the artists from Bloemfontein. The costumes are all pictorial representations of their particular version of the White Horse story.
Artistic director of Salamanca Arts Centre, Rosemary Miller, explains the project originated in Australia.
The White Horse Parade was actually born in Tasmania. So there's another, that's not a myth, that's a fact. Jess Oliveri attended an arts lab that was part of Situate Art in Festivals. Vreyfies at that time was a partner festival of this program. And Audrey Herbert from Vreyfies attended the arts lab to talk about Vreyfies. And Jess was inspired by the idea of developing a work for Vreyfies in South Africa. And she found out about the white horse and researched it. And the work was commissioned. And here we are 2 years later, and we see this wonderful parade where different cultures have come together and shared a really special experience. And wouldn't it be wonderful if it could happen every year, this unifying, exciting, interesting experience.
The White Horse Parade marked the start of the 2015 Vrystaat Arts Festival. This colourful procession of singers, dancers, poets, artists and members of the public started with an interactive drumming session in front of the Two Tower Church in the city on Sunday, then proceeded to the foot of the White Horse at Naval Hill and ended with performances.
I'm Dumi Mkondo and I'm from here, Bloemfontein. I'm from a group called Sisonge Theatre Production, and we were called to come and perform here. It's been an amazing experience to be part of the White Horse. It's about this horse that belonged to Mosweshwe's grandson, and I learned a lot about this project, and it opened my eyes to things that I didn't know that existed. Because every time when I saw this horse on the mountain, I didn't know what was happening. But today, I'm here and I enjoyed myself.
The participants also included some international guests.
My name is Erwin Maas. I'm a theatre and opera director from the Netherlands, but based in New York City. The different art forms coming together, music, poetry, costuming, fashion. And even at the end, when the poets or the singers came and did their little performances, what was quite wonderful to see was that there is an Afrikaans opera singer in Afrikaans, joined in by the drummers and by the singers and the dancers. Some people might say, oh, how wonderful this joined cultures together. But I was looking at it, not only look at the cultures, but look at the art forms that are coming together. All these different art forms. It's really quite wonderful. Very exciting.
My name is Donna Walker Kuhn. I'm here from New York. I work at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center as Vice President of Community Engagement. And I'm here to present a keynote speech at the festival. So the parade today was amazing, you know. I thought it was extraordinary, the combination of different races and ethnicities coming together to announce the opening of the festival and to really celebrate arts and culture. And everyone seemed so joyful. And of course the performances, the dancing, the singing was all really a great celebration. And I commend Ricardo on his vision to be able to have a parade, because a parade is one of the most joyful activities and that can involve the neighborhoods. So as we were walking, seeing people really looking out the windows like, what is that? Who are these people? But because everyone was so joyful, then they started to smile. And then they started to wave and, seemingly encouraging all of us as we continued the parade. So I think it's an extraordinary effort. And looking forward to next year, I'm sure it'll be bigger and more participation. And it's a great way to unite the city's cultural diversity.
Galloping into the future, the White Horse Project truly united the arts and community of Bloemfontein. The Vrystaat Arts Festival runs until Saturday, 18 July. I'll say Pantre for OFM.
Expand your horizons with one festival, many stories, your festival. OFM is a proud sponsor of the Vrystaat Arts Festival. Hope you enjoyed that. OFM, the sound of your life.